Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Vav, Chulin 66. And today's Daf Yomi, Gemara cites our Mishnah where we said, by a fish, Dagim Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapir V'Kaskeses, any fish that has fins and scales is going to be considered to be a kosher fish and that we are allowed to eat it. So the Gemara discusses types of fish that whether in the future or in the past they did not have scales, whether or not they're going to be kosher. I mean, they had scales at one point, but they don't retain them. So says our Gemara, there's a price which states, so let's say there's a fish in lo achshav, when the fish is small, it doesn't have these scales. But in the future, it's going to grow these scales. Kigon, like the fish that is called sul tanit, the sultanis fish, and the afyan. And the afyan are a type of fish that presumably is born without fins or scales, but then it grows them. And so our Gemara says, hareze mutar, that these fish are going to be permitted. The sultanis and the afyan are be permitted. And so then the Gemara says, so too, yeshlo achshav, that the let's say it has the scales now in the water, v'asir la'shiran b'shasha olam in amayim, but when they go out of their water, they lose their scales. Kigon, like for example, the akunas, the apunas, the kaspatias, and also the achsaptias, and also the atunas. All these fishes that even though they right now they have scales, but they leave them when they go out of the water. On all these cases, they are going to be permitted. So the fundamental point is that if it is a fish it doesn't have now, but it going to grow, it's permitted. And also if it's a fish that has the scales but they leave them in the water, that also is going to be permitted. What is this fish that is called the sultanis, which according to the Gemara is a fish that is born without the scales and only grows them later? So Rashi says these are min dagim ketanim. These are small fish that are called in Laz. Rashi's talking in this French that in Rashi's time they are called in Laz tunina, which sounds a lot like our tuna fish. So before we get to trying to understand Rashi, the Divrei Chamudos writes that which we learn here, that the sultanus is permitted, that's only with respect to Torah law, but the Chachamim prohibited it because it is always hanging around non-kosher fish. And so therefore we have to be concerned anyway that it's going to be caught up with the non-kosher fish, and therefore we're going to eat this non-kosher fish. So going back to this idea that the Rashi says that the sultanis is a small fish which is called mindagim ketanim, which is called in French tunina, this presents a problem because, first of all, we know we all have a custom and tradition that tuna fish is not prohibited. And also, we don't think that the tuna is a small fish. We know that the tuna comes in very, very large sizes. So the Sefer Shimush HaShal Torah writes about the tuna fish that there are some people who don't eat it because they're concerned that maybe whether or not there are scales on it. They don't know, because we know that some tuna that as they're in the water they lose their scales as they grow older. But the Shemush HaShal Torah says it's permitted because it has scales, they're just very small. And we know that they leave the scales in the water like our Gemara. But he says we have to make certain that the tuna that we're eating are the ones that had scales and then left them. However, the Shud Menachem Meshiv discusses this at length, and he says he saw that in a museum they have the scales on these fishes. That's what he writes. And also, he says it's obviously the case that it's permitted to eat them. So the Minchas Yitzchak comes along, and he says, he discusses this idea. How can we say that what Rashi is referring to is that the sultanis is a small fish, which in French is called a tuna, because we know that the tuna fish is indeed not a small fish. So the Metargim of Rashi writes that which Rashi calls it a small fish, that is because the sultanis is not... There's basically a mistake in our printing version of Rashi, that the sultanis is something that the Mishnah calls a chiluk fish. And that is indeed a small fish, which the Minchas Yitzchak says is the herring fish. Not the tuna fish, the herring fish. And that which Rashi says is sultanis is the tuna, that is obviously a typo, because we know that the tuna are obviously very big, that they come in very, very large sizes. So we have to say, he says that it's a typographical error, and that there's two separate teachings. Rashi says the sultanas is a min dagim ketanim, and then he starts a new teaching, and he says the atunas in the Gemara, which is kosher, that's also being referred to. The atunas, Rashi says, in French is the tunina, which is the tuna fish. And so therefore, it's obviously the case that the tuna is the type of fish, not that it doesn't have scales when it's young, and then leaves them as it grows older, but not that it's born without scales and then grows, it gets them as it grows older, but rather it's a type of fish that has more scales when it's younger and then leaves them. And it's obviously the case that the tuna is indeed kosher. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak writes. And the Minchas Yitzchak also proves this from that which it writes in the Sefer Shulchan Gavoa, that he lists that the tuna is listed amongst those fish that leaves its scales in the water. However, the Yeshua's Moshe wants to push back on this, and he writes that actually maybe there are different types of tuna fish, and there are some maybe that are come in smaller sizes, and it depends on the color. And so therefore, for these reasons, he suggests being more careful about this, that we have to draw a distinction between the types of tuna. But we see from here Rashi is referring to the tuna fish, and maybe that when Rashi is referring to dagim ketanim, he's obviously not referring to a tuna, because we know the tuna is not a small fish but a big fish. And all this is found today's Daf Yomi.